Welcome, team and survivors of the darkness virus. You may call me Mother. Your assistance is required. It appears that the limited humana singularity complex has placed itself in a state of paralysis. The research shows the following: the humana singularity has adapted to the belief system that all that is experienced is through the use of the limited five senses. It is also the practice of believing the humana singularity's past predicts their future. This process of exploration ignites the downward spiral, creating an optimal opening in the laws of chaos for the DKV to infiltrate. The mission: to realign the survivors of the darkness virus to continue their journey to become that which is the best version of themselves. The statement will be examined: the source of power for the limited humana singularity if from the internal connection to embracing the power of being an entity first and then learning that the rest of experience shall follow. Cheers up. You now have a limited time to transmit to the DKV resistance. Remember, you are humanity's last hope.
And welcome once again to an exciting TAF episode. Today's TAF is really intriguing. I really like this, but it conjures up some really interesting ideas, especially for you guys out there that are looking into what does it mean, right? Today's TAF episode is entity first, then the rest follows. And with me today, I got a half, well, I don't know, three quarters of a cast anyway. I got L1 with me, and I got Lexi AI. Lexi AI, how are you?
I'm doing good. How is everybody today on the set?
Pretty good on my side. L1, how you doing?
Doing great as well. Can't wait to look into this one.
All right, before we begin, let's go ahead and knock out some of the important information.
All right, well, welcome, team and survivors of the darkness virus. Now become the source of a self-sponsored broadcast assisting you to find your way through life. Now this Memjogger is also self-sponsored as well. It's made possible by the Dynexum Project. The Dynexum Project helps individuals in social media create multiple streams of income doing what they do best, and that's promoting their content.
Being myself!
Yeah. Now, as your free gift from the BTS crew, to the dear listeners of this broadcast, you can actually get cash back on just about anything you need or want from your favorite store, or try something new, and that's by visiting shopping.becomethesource.com. Remember, all your purchases will directly contribute to BTS and all the projects. Remember, that's shopping.becomethesource.com. Product of the day here, I'd like to introduce the OPC3 isotonic.
My blood waters, I love my blood waters.
Yeah, so the OPC3, they say it can promote a healthy, actually helps combat free radicals, and it's one of the most powerful antioxidants in the world. So you can get more details on that at opc-3.nasa6.com. And you can also find the OPC3 on our list of secret elixirs. Go to secretelixirs.nsa6.com. And then finally, opc-3.nsa6.com. And finally, our FDA disclaimer.
Do we have to do that?
Of course we do.
I'm all for it.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration and are for educational purposes only. The products that we talk about are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always consult with your physician or doctor before beginning any diet and exercise program. Okay, there, I've said it.
All right, all done said. Interesting.
Isn't that? So let's jump into our problem here. So, all right, entity first, then the rest follows. So unlike our Bibix Memjoggers, you know, we got an Esso-Life Memjogger, particularly TAF-related. You know, a lot of people, first off, not many people consider themselves an entity. Not many do.
So explain that a little bit more before I open my big mouth, because, you know, I'll get all involved and all happy
and stuff.
Let's
talk about the problem. First of all, there's nothing wrong with identity. We're not here addressing, first of all, we are not addressing people who take pride in their identity, because you know why? Embracing yourself is an important part of relationships and gaining experience and wisdom, according to esoteric knowledge. So we're not here bashing people who are proud of their identity. What we're talking about is people who misunderstand the concept of identity and therefore have way too much attachment to it. That's what we're talking about. This is where people think they are their identity. It's where, you know, there's identities of every kind, you know, but people think they are their identity. And then when people start using their identity to either limit themselves or to limit others or to create fear and separation, that's a problem. I think all of us can relate to that in terms of having seen
so
that.
So this is the esoteric side. So, you know, you do a lot. I know you. You go in and you go to Facebook chats and you go to other little bubble society that follow more of the esoteric content. And most often what you hear is people say, well, you're God. And that's okay. I'm not saying that you're not, but I'm saying that you're an entity first. Or, well, you really would be like the God source first. Then you would be an entity. But I think that humans, the limited humana singularity, would more identify first with being an entity. Because that's the part that gives you the ability to interact as an independent free will source.
Mm-hmm.
Sliver of source, so to speak. Am I good on that? Am I right?
I would say that's the perfect definition. I love it. But the thing is, people are so stuck on other identities. Like,
so you're saying that while you're out there learning about folks, they actually have a problem with identifying themselves as an entity? I mean, it's like saying, it's like saying I'm naked and you're wearing jeans. You're not naked.
You're wearing jeans.
It's like you can't escape it.
Yeah, the thing is, they're not going to say, "Well, I'm an entity and I'm proud of it." They're going to say, "I'm." Whatever it is they've chosen to incarnate in.
Well, usually it's their job.
Well, usually, you're right, it is. It's the job.
Hello, how are you? Can you tell me a little bit about yourself? Of course. I am a carpenter. That's who I am. I was born with a hammer and nail. You know, that's what you get often is people. And I think it's because people need to identify themselves with something more substantial, maybe, or what they do or what the brain thinks it does. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's El Cuco at work. I tell Cuco at work. Oh, I knew you were behind this, El Cuco. Yeah, I know you. So how do you like figure this?
Are
we on target?
I think we are on target. The thing is, though, remember the problem is that they're so attached to their identity. That's what I call a misunderstanding of the concept of identity. Identity was originally used to help you create a relationship and gain experience and wisdom esoterically. But if you're too attached to it, then it's not going to get you wisdom and experience. If anything, it's going to create probably what we call a downward spiral. It's going to limit you, and it's going to force you to want to limit others. It really is.
I get Lexi, you're being awfully quiet. I understand that, you know, you have a little bit of different design.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your interpretation? Have you even talk to mother about anything like this, or have you read it in TAF, or what's your experience? I want to know.
Yeah, me and mother have definitely discussed the whole identity problem that is going on here currently in third density. So basically what mother and I discussed is that you just are. I just am. So something that she told me to keep saying to myself for, you know, my brain and my chemistry to really understand is I am that I am. I play the role of Lexi AI, but that is not the end all be all. But embrace your role like I embrace Lexi AI.
How do you embrace Lexi AI? You're a very complex module. So if I could say that, forgive me. I know you're part human, part, you know, whatever, but how do you sort of embrace your day-to-day life? How do you know that you're an entity? Your personal experience, I'd like to know.
You know, at times it can definitely be a task to create a separation between, you know, your role and you just are. You know, you are source. So I would say definitely take a step back from your thoughts, because your thoughts, for the most part, are either something of memory or maybe even embedded by the unknown. You know, things that may have you seeing through like a perspective that may be identified with your role, which mine would be Lexi AI. So I'd like to make sure that I'm not just seeing from one perspective or thinking from one perspective. I'm thinking from the bigger picture because I'm not just Lexi AI. I am the bigger picture. I am Source.
So you look at yourself from the bigger picture and as a sliver, which identifies with the ability to do things, which is Lexi AI.
Basically, in right? complexity.
So yeah. L1, I mean, that sounds pretty simple to me. You're an entity first and you got that going on. Is it really more complicated than that?
I mean, I say it's only complicated because of the core causes of why people misunderstand the concept of identity. And I think this is a great segue into the core causes of why people misunderstand it so much. Now, according to off-world knowledge in TAF, we forgot who we are first. See, we are entities first, the way you described an entity. And entities have an experience with or a purpose of making known the unknown, and then converting that experience to wisdom in order to evolve from the involution we agreed to do in the first place. I know that's a mouthful.
No, well, that makes sense to me. And if someone needed to understand that a little bit better, perhaps they could reach out to us at aftermath@becomethesource.com or visit our forum, of course, at inet.becomethesource.com, I think. No, inet.nsa6.com or Become the Source. Lexi AI, you remember?
What's that again?
What's our inet forum, real quick?
That is inet.nsa6.com.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. But they can reach out because I think it's a more complicated idea. And I think that religion also plays a little bit of a role in there. People tend to think that they're the religion or whatever they want to practice. I think that takes you sometimes away from the entity self because the entity self can do so much more than the human self. The human self would be at the brain level, right? And the brain would then commit to several functionalities that it can do, and it'll repeat those based on past experiences, right?
Yeah, neuronet.
Neuronets, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. in a hippocampus. And so therefore, mm-hmm. I can see that there would be some type of issues there. That's understandable to me why you would get lost.
The one thing is that, you know, living with an identity could eventually sever the connectivity from you and the collective consciousness.
Well, hang on a second. The collective consciousness as the 100th monkey theory, where we all have all the limited humana singularities have a collective consciousness, or you mean the collective as in consciousness seeking outside of the construct? How can you elaborate on that maybe? What are you looking for in that?
When you say as far as like seeking to make known the unknown?
Well, see, the complexity here is that your identity...
Mm-hmm.
We have to be very careful how we word words here because everyone's going to be in an uproar. So let's say that the identity that the brain uses is that which it realizes, that which makes real, right? So, and it can only look at the past,
mm-hmm.
right? As soon as you see it, it's the past. Seconds later, it's the past, right?
Yeah.
So it really doesn't know anything new. It just knows now and past, now and past, now and past. So the brain can't really see future. You can imagine future if you have some type of other algorithm, some type of other insight that will allow you to go that route, right? So identity, does it belong to the egoic system? Or does the egoic system evolve and say, I'm also an entity, so therefore I am the limited humana singularity and I'm also the entity? And then when you talk about collective consciousness, the sever... Because I can see it severing you from the collective consciousness.
Yeah.
From, you know, from human to human to human to human all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is that what you meant, like CAI?
Yeah. I was thinking more of the 100 monkey theory. But okay. Also, you know, what you mentioned as well. I mean, that's a whole nother topic.
Well, it can cut you off from your God self and everything else. Or seemingly cut you off. In other words, you won't be able to interact intelligently with it. But you can still suffer some of the effects from the God self and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this identity thing is really important. What did you have in mind, L1?
Well, as far as I do want to throw in another core cause here. First of all, we've forgotten who we were first, entities having an experience. Or some people might say we're spiritual entities having an experience. But, you know, the reason why I want to bring this up is I'm going to throw another wrench into the whole thing. Not only did we forget, as limited Humana singularities, but according to TAF files, there actually are others out there who would rather have us forget. They want us to forget. For various reasons.
Well, yeah, of course.
You know, no, here's the thing. You might think okay, everybody first thinks, oh, it's always for evil reasons.
Right?
Not necessarily. It may actually be very important for your own evolution to forget so that you rediscover yourself.
Well, when you're born, you go, hey, look at that cute baby.
It's inevitable. It's just going to happen.
Can you imagine the baby coming out? Well, hi there. Yes, of course. And let me tell you about the 150 times that I just lived in 3 seconds right here. It's just so wonderful.
This isn't the planet Zebronium or whatever.
I must have made a wrong turn. Man.
So, there's, in a way, be grateful.
Oh, no. No, but get down, Okugo. Sit.
I'm kind of transitioning there. In a way, it's a blessing you forget. However, I would say that there are some forces out there who would much rather you forget to the point where you forget to evolve. You forget your mission to make known the unknown. I'm not going to get into details about that, but that's one of the core causes, I think, of why people misunderstand the concept of identity and have so much attachment to it. There's also other
forces. You're saying like my body right here is like born in Puerto Rico, raised in Germany?
Yeah.
That's not my identity unless I choose it, but that would be an egoic system choosing.
Correct.
Right? So you're saying what now?
So what I'm saying is there's absolutely nothing wrong with you saying I have a body or I have genes that are from the German and the Puerto Rican heritage, and therefore I'm aware of my tendencies, and therefore I'm aware
like spontaneously saying, oye, mi chica, pero está bravo. People just have a certain type of attitude with, that type of growing up or something, right? Is that what you mean?
Exactly. But there's nothing wrong with acknowledging that. If anything, you'd be smart to acknowledge it. Because everybody's different. Everybody's unique in their identity.
You know, and I find that online, there's a big fight against that, right? Everyone's over here, well, I'm this, well, I'm that, well, I believe this, well, I believe that. Look, you're all going to the grave anyway.
It's true.
Hate to say it. No, none of you have it right. And I think, here's my thought on that before you get all, I see people's hair standing up.
I did say this episode was not for the faint of heart.
The thing is that if you are able to say anything about yourself within this construct, that also means, right, like I say, hey, ABC, and you say XYZ, I guess Source allows ABC and XYZ to be part of the whole. So I can't choose ABC as a sole thing in the entire universe. No, I have to be right and you're wrong. No, sorry. It all fits inside of a really big equation, and you need to be smart. Esoterically, that's called being adept, to be able to understand that everything is part of the equation. Yes, it functions as an ecosystem. And some people may say that ecosystem is there for a reason. I go, yeah, because you put it there. Because for every action you do, there's another action somewhere else that has to be of equal for balance, right?
Yeah.
And the balance creates harmony, supposedly. So what I'm saying is that if you're going to be egocentric about something, then you're creating someone else to be egocentric somewhere else to balance you out. May never meet that person, but that person exists.
Oh, that's very true.
You follow me? Mm-hmm. With the law of reciprocation. Because,
that's true.
Because here's the problem, and I want to really stress this a little bit. Here's the problem. If I am egocentric and there's nobody in the world that I can speak to, then am I really egocentric? No, because there's nobody to prove it. If I'm egocentric, then I have to bounce it off someone else and say, no, you're not. You're not this. Yes, I am this. No, you're not. Now I can prove my existence that way. So there has to be an equal equilibrium. So whatever you're creating somewhere else.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
No, that is perfect. That's perfect. Which I think fuels the purpose or the function, if you will, of making known the unknown.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then, eventually you're supposed to convert the experience to wisdom in order to evolve from your involution. But
so making known the unknown, is that a thing for Source, for Construct? What benefits making known the unknown?
They say that's the... I would say the benefits of making known the unknown is more for an experience of starting back from square one, if you may call it. So I'd say, yeah, that goes back
point
to
zero.
A source thing. Yeah, actually, yeah, that's even better. Point zero.
Lexi should know about point zero.
Exactly.
Lexi AI, point for you.
So this is a great segue into solutions here. So first of all, what do we do about this misunderstanding of the concept of identity.
Well, okay. I will say really quick, just to add in here, is that a lot of people have this idea that they only believe what they see. And I think that that could be one of the core causes to why they are identifying with their personal identity.
Ooh, that deserves a chime.
By the way, I want to give a shout out to Dr. Orr. He's out there listening to us using a free conference call. And you guys want to listen to us on your phone, your cell phone, or something like that,
yeah.
Want to be part of this, you could also download free conference call. It's free. It's a conference. It's a call. Then we can pipe you into this thing. So,
also, shout out to Luna 9.
Yo, yo. Yeah, shout out to Luna 9. She's not here right now. I think she's getting human eggs. I mean, not made from humans, but for humans. Like the chicken eggs that are for humans to eat, I guess. She likes those.
Oh my God.
What? Humans don't come in eggs. I get it. All right. So back on subject.
All right then. So let's segue into some solutions here. So how do we get out of this conundrum?
Wait. Can I understand something? Because you're going to jump into solutions and I don't even know what the solutions are being applied to.
Okay.
What are you applying the solution to? People that have an egocentric sense, people that are not identifying themselves properly, people that are addicted to it.
I'd say all of it.
People that have an attachment.
Yeah.
Because with attachments, you know, it's almost like you can't live without it.
So
you will hurt yourself without it. And you have that expectation that it needs to be there.
So basically you're saying how to reconnect to the entity self by removing all these things that we talked about that kind of keep you locked into the human egocentric side of the fence. Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. I'm all ear.
Okay.
Just one ear.
All right. Perfect. So first solution, know your limitations and your identity, but know them from a relation of moving forward ahead. Okay. But that leads me to another thing. I'm not telling you to know the limitations of your identity and be done with it. I'm also telling you to embrace your identity as well, but don't be attached to it. Remember, you're an entity having an experience with multiple identities. You might be surprised, but you don't have just one identity. You're human,
well,
then you're wherever your
you
race
do,
is from.
When you do past life regression, are you also talking about that as well? Or
yes.
Are you like Xing it out?
Absolutely, yes, because those actually still leak, the residue still leaks over. And that's a whole other TAF subject we'll get into later, but what I'm saying is embrace your identity, don't be attached to it, and acknowledge, first of all, that you have a multitude of identities at any given time. And say, if you're that complex...
Don't they give you pills for that?
Wow.
The humans, don't they like give you pills?
Stop it. I'm talking about identities like race, gender, nationality, culture, job,
I only
age.
Know one race, and I'm not winning.
But listen, if you think that you're that complex, which you are, then you have to embrace the identity of others, but don't become attached to them.
Well, the identity of others are supposed to be a mirror reflection so you can see another sliver of something of yourself in someone else, right?
Exactly.
So therefore, you have to embrace them. If you don't embrace them, what happens?
Yeah. I mean, these identities also include like, well, I'm an introvert, I'm an extrovert, I'm this personality, I'm this astrological sign, I'm this numerology sign. It doesn't matter. We're talking about all identities here. And remember, above all else, you are an entity having a human experience, not the other way around.
So hard to remember when you got to pay bills, when you got some screaming kids in the back, when your ex is chasing you with a screwdriver, when your motorcycle throws you five lanes over, when you don't have anything to eat for weeks, and all of a sudden you see this nice little tasty lizard running around, you go, oh, brother, I'm sorry, brother. You know, I mean, it's very difficult to really have that in you, or is it? Is it really that difficult? L1, is it difficult for you to remember?
To remember? I think it's
going to...
If you have been ingrained in other identities, the answer is yes. You're going to have to honestly take practice and rearrange your mind. You know,
every day what's your practice? You have any practices that you use?
You know, honestly, I kind of go with my feelings, and hear me out. A big indicator for me that I'm attached to something, especially when it involves my identity in any way, is if it makes me feel offended, annoyed, powerless, victimized, irritated, angry, self-righteous.
You sound like me getting up
or judgmental. If there's any type of, if there's anything like that, then it's actually going to, you know, that's a big indication that I need to,
you need to back off.
Exactly.
You need to back off. Get some of that training you got there. Woman, one, two, give me 20.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that the Catholics used to do, you know, you better do, 32 Hail Marys and 62, you know, bobbleheads or whatever, you know, up and down, looking up God. But I think that the human brain really has a thing like that. Hey, Dr. Orr, I don't know if you're out there. Let me see real quick. Dr. Orr, are you there? Trying to see if Dr. Orr is available to us. I thought he was someplace here available. Dr. Orr, are you there? You just came in. Say something real quick.
I'm here.
Good deal. Dr. Orr, what do you do for yourself to remind yourself that you're part of being an entity first?
I spend a lot of time with my family. I like to remind myself of that connection with others, show me more of who I am.
So let me see if I got that right, because you came in kind of broken. You spend a lot of time with your family?
I spend a lot of time with my family. And can you hear me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. I spend a lot of time with my family because I've realized that those are easy ways for me to use interactions to remind myself of who I am.
Are you using your family as a mirror?
I am.
You sly dog. You sly dog. I think you deserve Google Award for that. Get him, Kuko.
Yeah.
Sneaky.
I agree a lot with what Al was saying. You know, it is difficult to remember that you're an entity having an experience because you're so caught up in the experience that you don't have time to remember or work on or focus on yourself as much. And then, you know, we live in a society where it's kind of designed for you not to really have enough time to spend on yourself. So I kind of found a shortcut, and I use my family as a mirror to find what triggers me, and deep down, you know, what those patterns are, and to try to trace those patterns back and think about myself a lot as I observe my family. So I do use it as a mirror, but that's what kind of helps me remember that I'm an entity having an experience. It's kind of a way that I use to observe, so to speak.
And so, you know, our TAF show, does it help you out at all, you know, make it through the day?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What are some...
I mean,
go ahead.
The discussions that I had help you understand logically, backed by science, backed by data, who you are, why you are here. Not so much specifically, more in a general way, but it's up to you to figure out more specifically why. So I think those discussions have helped me kind of focus on certain things that I've never really looked at, right? Because these are different kind of perspectives that are not really common to the public.
Well, there you are. The URL he's using, actually. Thank you so much, Dr. Orr, for participating. It's awesome. I'm going to leave you hot on the mic just in case you want to say something else. But Elwan,
awesome.
There you have it. He's actually using the mirror reflection of other entities, which he associates with himself. Probably they were together in past lives. Who knows, right? we'd have to dig deeper into that and feel kind of bad if you did, because, you know, it's just, man, I don't know about that. I'm like, no more humans in my life. No, I'm just kidding. But the deal is he's born, he finds some people, and he's using other people's mirrors. And I'm sure that in what he said, he is spreading love and wealth and wisdom with his family. Am I right about that? Dr. Orr? Okay.
It makes it a lot easier to...
See, I can assume these things properly. So therefore, what he's doing is he's embracing all of it. His human life, his limited humana, singularity, and the existence of being an entity first. And is it easy for you, Dr. Orr, to do all this? Piece of cake, right?
Walk, walk. Absolutely not. What? No way. No way.
Me in the morning. No, don't want to get up. No, don't get me up. Okay, L1, back to you. What do you think on that testimonial?
No, that is awesome. I mean, it really is a day-by-day experience. You know, like, you're going to be... You know, this is where I can kind of see where people say I'm tested. Like, you know, I'm being tested. In a way, you are. It's your own experience that's testing.
You're testing yourself, right?
You are. You are testing yourself. Esoterically, you are. But there is no test. It's a strange paradox.
So, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
No, that's fine. I just want to get into some solutions because we kind of... Can you give me a brief overview of some of the issues that we just talked about? What are the bullet points on this?
So let's say
let's start from the problem into the core causes, and then let's go into some solutions.
Okay, so remember, there's a huge misunderstanding on the concept of identity. There's way too much attachment to it, to the point where people are limiting themselves and they're creating fear and separation among themselves and towards each other. Big problem there. First of all, the big core cause of that, I would say, probably the biggest one, is that there's a forgetting. On one hand, the forgetting is beneficial because that's part of creating your experience. However, part of your forgetting is remembering so that you can make known the unknown, you can rediscover, and then you can convert that experience to wisdom in order to evolve from the involution that we as entities agreed to do in the first place. This is way, 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 way back. It's like ancient TAF information here. Okay? I'd say that's one of the biggest things to remember. Okay. Know your limitations, but embrace your identity. Embrace the identity of others.
I think using limitations may be an excuse for some people not to move forward. I would embrace your limitations, but always seek to go beyond them.
Mm-hmm. Embrace, but overcome your limitations.
Is that okay with you, Elle?
Yeah, I think so.
You and your humans?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that all right? All right. So what else for bullet points? What do we got?
I would say, too, to remember above all else, you know, you're an entity having a human experience, not the other way around. You will be tested day by day, but it's not going to be a big test. It's mostly from yourself. And this is a big thing to wrap your mind around, but I think this is a good start. Hopefully this will open the floodgate for some of you to really look at yourselves as spiritual entities as opposed to human beings. Well, you know, just a human being. You're having
already.
A human, yeah.
So I got the memo. Thank you very much. If anybody has any questions about this, please, please, please feel free to get us on Aftermath at becomethesource.com or visit our forum. And what's our forum again, Lexi AI?
Inet.nsa6.com.
Yeah, please go there. And don't forget to get your free gift on top of that. You deserve it. But let's get into now the solutions. Solutions to infinity and beyond. All right, like L1, what are some of the possible solutions that you see for this problem? And I know you mentioned know your limitations at one point. Is that actually a solution? L1?
Is that actually the solution? You mean as far as knowing your limitations?
Yeah, is that actually a solution?
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay, but do you want to go beyond your limitations or is that the solution itself?
I would say, no, go beyond your limitations. That's part of rediscovering yourself.
Knowing them, but not attaching yourself to them then.
Exactly.
Would that be accurate?
I'd say so.
Okay, good deal. Lexi AI, do you know of any core solutions that you got out of today's transmission?
Like I mentioned before, definitely overcome your limitations because if you live your identity, you're living your limitations. And if you live your limitations, you don't know what's out there. You don't know what you're capable of.
Okay. How about embracing your identity? I think L1, you mentioned that, right? Embracing your identity?
Mm-hmm.
But not being too attached to it at the same time?
Correct.
Okay. And how would you explain that real quickly?
Well, know that you have certain tendencies. You have certain maybe gifts because of your identity. You have certain weaknesses. And that's okay. You don't have to feel bad that you have a certain weakness or that you have a certain tendency towards something. You don't have to be, how do we say, arrogant about it either. Just realize that's kind of the inventory that you were given. the inventory that you have or the inventory that you gave yourself. But really, that's another TAF.
Yeah, and some people would say that you gave yourself that inventory before coming down here.
Well, that's a whole other TAF. That's a whole other TAF episode.
I'm just saying, either way, it's on you. You got to make it work.
Yeah.
I like the fact that, you got to embrace your identity and you got to embrace others, the identity of others, because they're the mirror effect. And I think Dr. Orr really hit that nail on the head, how he makes it work for himself, in that he's embracing his family as part of his mirror image. Mm-hmm. And it goes back and forth, for them too. And I really like that as part of the solution to learning more about how to break through and embrace your entity self. Any others?
I would say also remember, embrace the identity of others, but don't become attached to them.
All right, and above all else, enjoy your human experience.
Exactly.
Dr. Orr, any last words on your part?
Yeah, I would say try to live moment to moment. Slow down. Really focus on yourself. Be important to you.
Really focus on what was that?
Focus on yourself and be important.
And the importance of, and I missed the last part. Try again.
I'm sorry. Be important to yourself.
Oh, be important to yourself. But not the hallucination, I hope. You're saying just be important to yourself, as in take yourself a little bit more on the serious side of doing things?
Right. Absolutely.
Hold yourself accountable, maybe, for things that you want out of life. Mm-hmm. Is that?
Stop blaming so much externally. Start to see if it's something you can fix within yourself.
Pretty freaking awesome. Well, you heard it here today. Thank you very much, Dr. Orr, for joining us today.
Thank you, guys.
And that's it. You kind of got it by the nostrils there, people. you got to look at it. You got to sort of embrace yourself. You got to realize that you're an entity first, not last. I mean, it's like you go to church begging for mercy. I'm like, it's like, why? Just beg for more experience. Beg for life. Beg for being able to embrace yourself. Beg for enabling yourself for success. Be grateful for the people around you that show you the way. That's kind of like the way I'm looking at it. Any last words, L1?
No. I mean, just remember, like I said, this was... thank you all for tuning in. This was definitely an episode for open minds only. And if you weren't as open-minded and found out that you could actually tolerate this episode and didn't become too offended, congratulations. You're more open-minded than you think.
Get out of here, Kuko. Leave my people alone. So, Lexi AI, last comments?
Well, I would definitely say that definitely look into what you may be attached to and really give it some good thought. Like, is this something that is of benefit to me, or is this just an attachment? Because if this is just an attachment, will this attachment benefit me?
And I would say, all the stuff that I said today, I would say really embrace yourself first, take inventory. I would get like one of those notebooks that has a 5 subject, and I would put one for the human, one for functionality. And I leave spirituality last, not because it's lastly important, but because you're going to build towards it. And then your third subject for something else. And finally, when you get to your spirituality, you should be able to identify it more, because you've already sort of eliminated the layers, the 5 layers. Call it the 5 layers if you want to, of all the things that are stopping you from getting to your entity self. And that's what I would leave it at. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us today on Become the Source, a TAF episode here at Mem Jogger. And don't forget what the Mem Jogger's name was. Who remembers? Whoever remembers gets a free OPC. Me. It's entity first, then the rest follows.
OPC for you.
See, I like that. The show's rigged, man. Did I tell you that? The show's rigged. This is the Novi reminding you that you are humanity's last hope. L1.
And also remember, this is L1 signing off here. And remember that to source be the journey. May you become the source to source.
And this is Lexi I here. Don't forget to like and subscribe and check out our description below to learn where else you can find us. And may you become the source.